Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Eyal. Everyone is invited to help themselves to some coffee and donuts. Big thank you to our sponsor, 10 Minutes of Meaning Series for the Year, Jeffrey Gelb, in memory of Meshulam and David, Shendam as David, Avner ben Avram HaKohen. Today's 10 Minutes are also sponsored by Nadine and Jonah Rosenblatt for Besoros Tovas, Justice, Good Health for their mother, Judith Kadli, Yehuda's Esther, Bas, Reza. We are in the 19th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal is helping us become better versions of ourselves. We've learned how to live with watchfulness and mindfulness, with alacrity and with zeal and enthusiasm, to purge the negative qualities from within ourselves, to strive for purity and holiness, to be able to live without, which entitles us to live with. And now we are striving to become chassidim. The Gemara's definition of chassidim, not a cultural definition, not a definition of dress, but a definition of attitude. The Ramchal Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato has defined being a chassid as going above and beyond, not being satisfied with the status quo. Don't get away with good, strive for great. Don't do the bare minimum, go above and beyond. And he's been talking about that in the realm of Yira, living with awe, and the realm of Ava, the realm of love, and that's what we are up to. Odom Rabbi Zayn's Kernel of Racha. The Medrash Bereishis Rabbah tells us in the Pasuk, in Parashas Toldos, Big Day Esav Bina Gadol HaChamudos, the cleanest clothes of Esav, her eldest son. Esav is described as dressing with dignity, as getting dressed up. Amr b'shemim Gamliel, Anishim Ashri Esav b'begadim meluchlachim. Esav k'shehaya meshamish azaviv, lo haya meshamish ala big day malchus. So when I would take care of my father, when I would respond or meet my father's needs, I wore whatever I was wearing. If it was dirty or messy from work, that's how I got him his paper. That's how I brought him his coffee. Esav, who is a villain of the Torah. Esav, who's a paragon of wickedness, but yet, when it came to honoring his parents, is a role model. He got dressed up big day malchus. Im kein lebasar v'dam, kal v'chomer lemelech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sho'omed lefanav lespalel, roi shilbash big day kavod, v'yesh lefanav kamash yesh v'thei melech HaGadol. So the Ramchal tells us, if that's the way Esav's attitude was to his own parents, certainly that should be our attitude towards Hashem and towards davening. Sometimes people want to dress the way they conveniently are. You're coming from exercise, going to exercise, going out for some casual experience or event or meeting, so I might as well daven that way as well. But if we dress up, if we put in the attitude, if we go the extra mile, if we try to reinforce and condition within ourselves, we're about to have an audience with the King of Kings. If we were going to a business meeting, if we're meeting a dignitary or an elected official, would we dress so casually? Would we come in so comfortably? Or would we prepare in our dress, in our demeanor, in our thoughts, would be punctual and on time, and so on. Hinei b'chlal zeh yesh kibbut Shabbos v'yom tov, and the Ramchal continues, the same is true when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shekol amar b'lechavdam v'aday osa nachas ruch liyotzro. Do we count down to when Shabbos begins, or do we count down from when Shabbos ends? We talk a lot about Shabbos. We have turned Friday into Erev Shabbos on Fridays. You can join one of our WhatsApp groups, get an Erev Shabbos message in the afternoon, 10 minutes to get ready for Shabbos. Shalosh Shittos, we spend a lot of time talking about the beauty, the holiness, the sanctity that we live for Shabbos. Shabbos is Tachlis Masa Bereishis. The whole reason we're working hard all week, the whole reason we're toiling and exerting effort, is to be rewarded by getting Shabbos. It's not that we get through Shabbos so that we can get the whole rest of the week. We go through the whole week so that we can merit, we can prepare, we can enjoy and benefit from the beauty of Shabbos. So what's our attitude? Are we miserable? Is Shabbos a burden? Are we negative? Are we trying to make it pass quickly? Or do we immerse ourselves in it? Is it beautiful? Do we count down until when it begins? Do we invest? Shopping, cooking, setting a beautiful table, preparing stories, Divrei Torah, games, conversations. Shechein Tzivanu, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'chibadto, that we have an obligation to honor Shabbos. V'kevin shekvar yisam eitzlona shekibudo mitzvah, hinei mina akibu rabimim. Do we have a Shabbos playlist that plays on Friday? Do we wake up to a set Shabbos table on Friday morning? Do we come into Shabbos ready and prepared? Does Shabbos find us waiting? Or is Shabbos waiting for us? What is our attitude? Do we honor the Shabbos? Are we mechabed the Shabbos? That's a chassid. A chassid doesn't stumble into Shabbos and I put together and it's good enough and I guess I'm dressed and I showered Wednesday, that should cover me for Shabbos. The chassid says, Chibadto, I want to honor Shabbos, the most beautiful Shabbos table, not only physically, materially, but spiritually, emotionally. Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yotes tells us that the rabbis would honor Shabbos, each one according to their way. Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yosef, Atachtaka, Deshina, Menashev Nura. Rabbi Avoh would sit in a stool of ivory, and he would fan the fire. His job was to make sure the fire was hot to cook adequately for Shabbos. Rava Malach Shibuta, Rava would salt the fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga would light a fire. Papa Gadol Basilta, Rav Chista Brak Silka, Rabba Rabbi Yosef Mitzachut Tzive, Rabbi Zera Mitzatez Tatut. Each of these great rabbis had their job. It wasn't beneath them. It didn't demean them. It was important. It was a priority because it was their opportunity to demonstrate, not just to deliver lip service, to the idea of honoring Shabbos. I read an amazing story that Rav David Feinstein's Zatzal had occasion to meet the Satmar Rebbe. And they hadn't spent a lot of time together. So the Satmar Rebbe said, you know, our fathers knew each other and were close with all differences, had commonality. We should really spend time together. We should really be closer. Rav David Feinstein said, absolutely. I would love that. So when should we get together? So the Satmar Rebbe said, how about Thursday night? So Rav David Feinstein said, I can't do Thursday nights. He said, why not? You have a shir, you have a seder, you take meetings, an audience. He said, Thursday night, religiously, I shop for my wife for the food for Shabbos. I could meet any other time of the week, but Thursday night is sacrosanct. Thursday night is Kodesh HaKadoshim. I do the shopping. If anyone who lived in the Lower East Side knew, they would run into Rav David Feinstein. Rav David Feinstein, the Posek of America. Rav David Feinstein, Agon Zatzal. But Thursday nights, he did the shopping. It wasn't beneath him. There wasn't a shamash or gabbai. He didn't send someone else. He did the shopping for Shabbos. You know, think of that when you read this Gemara. Rav Nachman Mechate Vayal Mechtav Enafik V'Omar. Ilu Maklin La Rebbe Ami V'Ravasi Milo Machvitina Kamayu. He would, Ravami and Ravasi been my guests, would I not have done this for them? So if I would, to host great rabbis, if I said to you, Gadol HaDor is coming, could you have them? Could you have them for a meal? Do you have a guest room? Would you have them? You'd turn your house upside down. You'd clean, you'd go through, you'd wax and polish, you'd everything. So the Ribbono Shalom, the Shabbos Queen, is coming every Shabbos. Do we not put in the effort? The Tira Kesho Shrav Nachman, Sheish Lanu Mam Mimenu Makum Limud, Kinai Misbon in Maya Osulafidak Ladam Shukhavitz Chabdo, the Kazatma Yosul Shabbos. So that's the question, that's the measure, that's the metric. If we go above and beyond, if we go to great lengths, when it comes to people we want to impress, when it comes to business opportunities, or shiduchim, our reputation, our honor, if we go to great lengths, do we go to the great lengths for Hashem? When no one's watching, when the camera and the spotlight are off, when it won't go on the resume or profile, do we go to those great lengths for Hashem? Are we invested in the relationship? Is good enough, or we strive for great? Are we satisfied being average, or do we want to be an overachiever? Do we want to be a chassid? Do we want to be a chassid? The Aldavar Zenemar, Gemara Brachos the only Adam Aram Beir Ladas Las Boni Davar Mitoch Davar Lachadish Hamtzos Lasas Nachas Ruch Liyotzer Bechol Drachem Shef Shel Haros Hayosam Mekirim Gadol Ramus Aleinu. Person should always be astute when fearing Hashem, when thinking about with awe. Always be strategic, aware, awake, mindful, knowledgeable of deducing one thing from the other, and inventive in ways that will please Hashem through whatever means possible. Yenichbar Aleinu Kavod Gadol. So the Gemara says, person should be mizbonin. You should be thoughtful and mindful, calculating and strategic. In a good relationship, in a marriage, you know, you're always thinking, what would make the other party happy? How can I not only respond to their needs, how can I predict, anticipate, and meet their needs before they ask? What will bring them joy? What will make them happy? What will make us feel close? What is their love language? Time, active service, gifts. What can I do? The same is true in the relationship kivyachol with Hashem. The love language, the time, the acts of service, to be willing to invest, to not be satisfied with good, but to strive for, to aim for, and to achieve great, to be pious and virtuous, to be a chassid. The kibtri is baruch betuva agadol im kol shifluseinu rotzeh ba'avanasa l'achad k'karmod v'lim selanu divrei kiddushaso l'fachos b'chol chochenu v'nachbein v'nir yakar shor l'ametzleinu. Hashem, in His great kindness, benevolence, and in spite of our lowliness and unworthiness, He desired in His great humility to give us honor and to give us His holy words. So we should honor those words. He elevated us. We are the Am HaNivchar. He gave us this opportunity to strive to be great, to overachieve, to be the honor society, to be in the Ivy League of life. So that should be our goal. That should be our ambition. That should be our standard. That should be what we talk about. That should be what we celebrate. That should be what we strive to achieve. Living with Emunah in 15 minutes tonight behind the Bima with Nissan Black. Till next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.